Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's going to be another great day. Let's all do our part to make it awesome. It is 7:21. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in and get it off your chest, air it out, whatever it is. Could be something simple. Could be stupid drivers. Could be a stupid neighbor. Could be large on a large political scale. Doesn't matter. We're here for you. Call in now. 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Do not be one of those. Good morning, Jen. What's bugging you?
Good morning. I missed yesterday's show, so I don't know if this was addressed or not. What's bugging me is this. I am sick to death of incompetent CDL drivers that hit overpasses on I-75. I have lived here over 20 years, and it's only been the last few years that there seems to be, I don't know, a one-up. Like, hey, who can hit the bridge next one? I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. Your CDL drivers, their primary thing is the load too big to drive under where they're going and to have a proper operation of their vehicle? Let's not drive down the road with a dump truck bed up.
That makes way too much sense. It's a dump truck. Wait, yeah. Let's put it back into its lower position. Yeah. Hmm. Now, if you and I bought a dump truck, guess what?
What?
It would have, as part of the package, you'd go, guess what? You can't even put it into gear while the dump is up. Do you know what I mean? Like, in other words, it would have a safety mechanism to prevent you from even driving the vehicle.
It's a great theory, but when you're trying to dump and move while you're leaving things behind.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, for example,
yes.
You wouldn't be able to do what was done.
But you there's got to be a warning light. There's got to be a warning light in there.
Is there a warning light? Is this complete incompetence?
Mm.
Or are these just small acts of sabotage on a regular basis? You know, we've seen things happen like in the food industry where this place burns down. Oh, and then all of a sudden it's unsafe for this baby formula to be made. Do you know what I mean? These little things where you go, is that just a, you know, like somebody doing their small little act of terror, if you will.
Somebody doesn't like County Road 320.
Well, I mean, you think about how often can this... This happens far more than I can remember, like, in my entire life.
Yeah.
And now it became an odd story, too. This seems like it happens every few months. And this is just in our area.
Within two counties.
Yeah.
Basically.
It's crazy. So there could be something to it, at the very least. Yeah. Can we screen drivers that, you know, a little better, that are multi-thousand pound vehicles that can kill people very easily? Can we at least, you know,
I think maybe? We need some really good dump truck control. Common sense dump truck control.
There you go. Yeah. Let's go to Terry. What's bugging you?
Hey, Bob. What's bugging me is I live in the Villages, Florida, and about half the time we can't get your signal. We lose it all the time. And I love your show, and but hopefully you guys can work it out.
Well, thanks. Yeah, occasionally there's atmospherics at work there. Mm-hmm. Occasionally there are transmitter issues and tower issues. And quite frankly, I don't know exactly where we are at in that. I understand there's some sort of a repair that's either underway or about to.
Supposed to be.
I'm just. Yeah. If I had more information, I'd give it to you. I don't. All I can do is apologize and just know that we stream. Yep. That you can get us on podcast. So there's other opportunities in which you can listen to the show. But I really appreciate the fact that you do try to.
We feel
anyway.
Your pain. Yeah.
Yes, we do. Good morning, John. What's bugging you?
Good morning. You know, I'm the least racist person in the world, but this Tina Curtin's school board member yet, who had the unmitigated gall to call Kirk an uneducated white boy, Kimmel was suspended for less, has not been fired by Ron DeSantis. We all know if it was a white woman calling someone a black boy, she would have been gone in 10 minutes or less, maybe 2 minutes. So the double standard is sickening. DeSantis needs to call it curtains for curtains. Let's do it.
Yeah, right on. It just, I mean, and it just comes after the chair of the Alachua County School Board made those comments in what, like July? I heard Hulk Hogan died. Oh, another dead MAGA. Good. I mean, it just came a few months ago, and you saw the huge backlash and the trouble that that created for that woman, which deservedly so, but it's like, wow, have you learned nothing? Once again, it is this hatred and agenda that they have has them so blinded that they don't even possess any modicum of logic. They just kept, there's no way they could.
And these are the top two positions on the Alachua County School Board?
I know.
Really?
In charge of our children, the influence that they have. And Tina Curtin also sits on the another board that has a budget of $17 million. It's supposed to be for like underprivileged and hurting families and children specifically. I don't know if she helps out uneducated white boys or not as part of that fund and being on that board. Pam, what's bugging you?
So my husband said, yes, there are lights on trucks that warn them about that. And some of them even have buzzers or whistles or bells or whatever. So there are warning signs that your truck bed is raised.
Yep, and what they do is some people, for being expedient or whatever, they unhook these safety things. Good morning, Jim. What's bugging you?
I just wanted to add to, not only is there or has there been bridges and overpasses in that general area affected by the trucks hitting the embankment, the bridges, whatever, but at exit 341 and the highway just south of that, if you look back a year and then in the last 2 years prior to that, numerous semis that had been on fire.
Well, that's a whole nother one. You're right. Interfering with goods and services, interfering with commerce, sabotaging infrastructure, possibly. I know. With the frequency and all these events that have taken place, could there be something to it? And I wonder out loud. And I appreciate the participation in What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Hey, coming up, the numbers are huge. Turning Point USA literally exploding across campuses. I'll explain next on 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.